And it's time for our book review this week again with Pam from Poppies. And congratulations to Jackie Jones, who took home the predictions last week. We've got another great book for you to win this week. Pam, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Megan. Good morning, Megs.
Let's get right into it. We've got The Glass Room to talk about first by Simon
Moore.
I always go to go Mayer, but it is Simon Moore. Mm. This is one of your favourite books from him, isn't it?
It is. Now, you'll probably remember a couple of weeks ago we looked at some more recent books of his about the resistance, the tightrope. But this one, we kind of think this is one is kind of his best one. This is the one we love the most.
I like that because, you know, that's a good testament to a good author that you can actually pick other books that you really like as well. So tell us a little bit about The Glass Room.
Okay, so we're talking Austrian couple, 1928. They've just got married and they go to Venice for their honeymoon and they meet this cutting-edge architect. And they commission him to design a completely unusual kind of house for them back in Austria. And because the husband belongs to the Landauer family, and the Landauers were makers of very high-end, cars in those days, extremely high-end. Mm. So the very wealthy people would have always had a Landauer. Anyway, so the house gets built, and it is totally amazing. And the most amazing thing about it is the room with the retractable window. So you press a button, and the whole wall goes down, the glass goes down, and there you are, straight out onto the terrace and looking out onto the view.
So this is the title, The Glass Room.
Exactly. So this is how we start off. We get the new house there. They're living there happily, but rumblings are coming from Germany. It's 1928. This is the rise of Hitler. So, you know, things are happening. A lot of Jews are starting to leave the country. The Anschluss, the taking over Austria, hasn't quite happened yet, but a lot of Jews are seeing the writing and they're going. And this couple does. So really the book goes on to tell you the story of the couple's subsequent life and the house's subsequent life.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, the Nazis, the Russians, and then the state, the Czech state. And so totally amazing.
Okay, so that's The Glass Room by Simon Moore. If you know him, check out that. You'll really enjoy it. And the book that we're going to give away now, and this is another one by the wonderful Patricia Grace. What's it called, Pam?
It's called Chappie.
Yeah, so where does that come into it?
Well, it comes into it because the character Chappie was actually a runaway from Japan, and the Maori that kind of rescues him from the boat brings him back to actually Wellington to the Porirua area and brings him into the whānau. They always said he was from Japan and they called him a chap, so he kind of came Chappy. They never knew what his real name was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, okay, so it sounds intriguing.
Yeah, it starts off with a young 19 year old living in a wealthy family in Switzerland. He has Maori heritage and he's been indulged because the family's very well off, and the mother says, look, you've just got to go back to New Zealand. I'm sending you back to your grandmother. I want you to find out all about your family and where you come from, and that'll kind of give you some stability and make you realise that you're part of something and kind of who you are. So he goes back, he meets his grandmother, he meets his uncles, he meets a lot of his people that he's related to. Mm. Of course, the Marae is a very big part of their lives. Mm. And he starts to record the family history from his grandmother and from his uncle.
Oh, wow.
So the uncle who went to sea at a young age is the one who comes across Chappie on one of the boats he's on, and he's stowed away from Japan. During the time of Japanese expansion, the Japanese-Chinese conflict, and he kind of escapes from that, almost dying. He brings him back to his whānau, to Porirua. And then it's the story of how he is adopted into the family, and it's immersion. Everyone speaks Māori all the time. But it's so haunting. It's so well-written and so engaging. Just love it.
Yeah,
you just love it. So it's kind of a social history as well as a family history.
Sounds wonderful. So that is Chappie by Patricia Grace. You've really got me intrigued on that one,
That's
Pam.
That's absolutely fabulous.
If you'd like to win that right now, get busy texting. Text Megan to 3920 and you're all in the draw to win that book before 10 o'clock. So we've talked about The Glass Room, and the book to win this week is Chappie by Patricia Grace. Pam, thank you very much.
Thank you, Megan. Bye.